Hello, Raider fans. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. First off, we've got to give congratulations to the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, Sebastian Janikowski. Now, we also have a unique opportunity this Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. I call it a unique opportunity because we've only played this team 5 times in the total NFL history. So it's kind of exciting. And since it's exciting, what better time to check in with hosts of the Raiders Report, JT the Brick, to tell us more about this unique opportunity.
Thanks, Jeanette. The Silver and Black, they were looking for a confidence builder, and they got it last Sunday, shutting out Kansas City, their rival, 15-0 at O.co Coliseum. And believe me, the Raiders needed not only the win, but the shutout, the first one in 10 years. Now, Coach Dennis Allen, after the game, and all week long, has been talking about consistency. You get the win, and that's a good thing. But how about getting another one and building on that? And the Raider defense played an outstanding game, but I was more impressed by the offensive line. They did a great job at pass protecting for Carson Palmer. He wasn't sacked in that game. And the Raiders controlled the ball for over 40 minutes, amassing more than 200 yards on the ground. Great to see Darren McFadden and Goodson running hard the way we expect them to. Now the Raiders get set for a long road trip to Charlotte to take on the Carolina Panthers. This is a big game because Cam Newton is so dangerous. He's already ahead of Dan Marino after 2 seasons, and he's chasing Peyton Manning to become the quarterback with the most passing yards in the NFL after 2 seasons. And I think that's an incredible stat, as he already has 7,500 yards passing because he's leading the Panthers in rushing. A lot of people think of him as a running quarterback, but he's got a cannon for an arm, and he likes to throw deep downfield to Steve Smith. Steve Smith is that type of player who embraces the opportunity to go up against the historic Silver and Black. He will look to get behind the safeties and score on a bomb. And Cam Newton, once he gets outside the pocket, you got to tackle him. They don't run it the way they used to in the past because they don't have to with Cam Newton. He can do it. He's one of the only players. Remember, the Raiders this year faced Peyton Manning twice, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, some pretty good quarterbacks. And I think that Cam Newton's in that league just right behind him because of the fact that he could throw for 300 yards in any game and also rush for close to 100. Now, Jeanette, the Raiders looking for some consistency, and then it's on to San Diego to wrap up the season. I think this is an important road trip because the Raiders want to come back with back-to-back wins. They have something to build on, and Dennis Allen expects that. Dennis Allen expects this team to show up in Carolina, get a win for the fans, and then come back and wrap up the season in what feels like a home game road trip to San Diego. Back to you, Jeanette.
Hey, thanks, JT. Raider fans, if you're not going to make it out to see the game in North Carolina, you might want to make it out to the malls and head to a Raider Image store and pick up the 2013 Raider at calendar for any of your Raider fans. Not only can you pick up a calendar, but you can also get it autographed by football's fabulous females. To find out where Raiderettes will be and at what time, all you have to do is check our event calendar right here at Raiders.com. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield. Until next time, have a great day.